starts now.
Good luck.
Your show. We are launching it, hour number three of the program. Bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their site. We give ours away.
Those misers.
Enjoy it free at freetalklive.com. As we go back to David in New York. David, you are back on Free Talk Live.
All right, I wanted to say survival of the fittest, as far as Darwinian theories go. You can study that in a lifetime. You can see that in a lifetime. It's obvious that it exists. But as far as evolution, now you can take a dog and breed it into 1,000 different types of dogs, everywhere from the size of a muskrat to a small deer. But it doesn't cease being a dog. Now, if evolution was something that was constantly happening, and it was a real slow process, you would see more transitory creatures in the fossil record, and why wouldn't dolphins be growing gills, or why wouldn't flying squirrels be turning into bats? You just don't see it. And like a creature like a bat,
a question I have on this is, and I'm sort of with you that I to some extent do believe in creationism. I don't believe in any of the biblical stuff, but I agree that, you know, if the bacteria or whatever, you know, this single cell organism 5 billion years ago turned into a human being, why aren't we seeing all the ones from 4 million years ago, 3 million years ago, 2 million years ago, 1 million? You know, why isn't that happening? I suppose what they're going to say is the competition has changed, and so therefore what they can turn into has changed. But, you know, I don't see it.
I like the term intelligent design better than creationism.
Okay.
And I don't like to say that I know what's going on, but when I look at a creature like a bat,
Before you go on, I want to talk about intelligent design. Intelligent design, sure, to me sounds like a buzzword for I would like to put my theory in school. And I don't feel that, I don't feel that there should be anything like intelligent design in schools.
Okay.
Well, at least not a public school.
When you look at the way cells work, Darwin didn't have a concept of the way cells work. The microscopes were nothing then compared to today. We can see all sorts of little tiny machines made out of basic proteins and amino acids that perform complex functions. The cell is like it's more complicated than a Volkswagen. It's an amazing thing. Now, here's one example I like to give. A bat, right? Let's say a bat would have evolved from something like a flying squirrel, because that makes sense, right?
I have no idea.
A flying squirrel has a opposable hand that it can use to feed itself. A bat, its hand is its wing. So the transitory, the transition between being a creature with a hand that is used for walking and feeding yourself to growing your hands into wings, survival of the fittest would take that creature out if it was a slow process. So I'm not sure how something like a bat could evolve from a rat or a squirrel or anything like that.
I don't know either. I have no belief system on this. I like the evolution thing. It sounds good, but I don't really know what the truth is.
I like it, too, when you look at it from a scientific standpoint. You can talk to people from, you know, sort of the standpoint of science. I feel that there are some missing bits in this evolutionary, explanation. And stuff that doesn't satisfy me as an explanation.
The real question is, where does the new information come from for all the new processes that the cells need to have, or all the complex processes the animals have? Because when you use the theory Darwin did, it's survival of the fittest, which is always canceling out information, so always deleting information and leaving the fittest. But where does the new information come from? That's the real question. And when you start looking at how complex life is and how complex the cell is, it makes you wonder if there is an intelligent design aspect to it. So I guess that's the scientists who are pushing this aren't necessarily pushing a Judeo-Christian viewpoint. They're pushing the point that ultimately nobody knows, Darwinism or whatever camp you choose to be in. Nobody really knows. But they're saying with the complexity that intelligent design might be a possibility.
Now, David, I know what's going to happen to me tomorrow, and mostly this evening and through tomorrow and then the day after. I'm going to get a landslide of emails from people who are explaining to me why I'm a complete mouth-breathing idiot for even giving you any kind of uh-huh during this, okay? Now, what I'd like you to do is step up and put your email address out there for these people to send you the emails, because I just don't want to hear it. I mean, you know, like, I've spent my time thinking about this, and unless you've got something new for me from the standpoint of evolution, which I doubt. You know what? Send me whatever you want to send me. I'll
give it out. I don't mind.
Go ahead, man.
It's Frank Rizzo 322 at gmx.com.
They can rewind their MP3 player to hear that if they want to.
Thank you, David. Good hearing from you. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Amp line to Dan in Maine. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to clarify how carbon-14 dating works.
Sure.
Good.
Essentially, what it is throughout any, you know, organic matter, anything that's living, it continually deposits carbon-14 dating, you know, in its own organism. So the second this organism dies, it stops depositing new carbon-14 inside of its bones or its marrow.
How much do you know, how do they know how much is there then? I mean, is there always the same amount of carbon-14 in my bones and marrows?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like a constant amount of, you know, the old stuff we just get out, and it's kind of like you breathing oxygen. You're breathing the same oxygen in and carbon in day in, day out, and then when you stop breathing, whatever was in there is what's left, essentially. Same idea.
You know, when people die, they say their hair and their nails continue to grow for a while. Does this stop happening immediately upon death, or is it a slow trickle decline?
It's immediately upon death. The hair and the nails phenomena is more or less like proteins in certain smaller cells that continue working.
I've actually read that, in fact, that the hair and nails do not continue to grow, but it's the skin shrinking back from them from dehydration.
That could be it as well, but from what I understand, carbon-14 is basically, you know, deposits in your bone or any organic matter in your body. Once you stop feeding it with new oxygen, carbon, and basically breathing and or anything, really, once you die, you stop depositing new resources of this in your body. And so from that point on, it starts decaying. And carbon-14 is actually only accurate, I believe it's like 16,000 years.
According to Wikipedia, it's 60,000 years, but
yeah, something like that. So it's more or less good for dating bones of you know, ancient humans, cavemen, and stuff like that. So anything beyond that, I think they use you know, there's plenty of other different stuff that decomposes over time that they can use.
You can look at Wikipedia; will tell you all kinds of different radiometric dating methods that they have. So I'm curious. I mean, you sound like a relatively sciencey kind of guy, Dan. Any thoughts on the whole evolution / intelligent design discussion?
Yeah, I was gonna you know, say something about the bat and the flying squirrel argument that he made. Well, it's relatively safe to assume that when flying squirrels fly, the ones with the lighter amount, you know, the lighter, because basically what it is, it's more skin in between their body and their arms that allow them to get more altitude as they glide.
Well, it could be lighter, hollow bones too, right?
Exactly.
The smaller liver.
So the ones born, you know, like you see humans with bigger bones, smaller bones all the time. So you could see that the squirrels that have lighter, thinner, more hollow bones are flying longer, farther, getting more food, and that's how they maybe evolve into bats. You could see that.
Okay, what do you have to say about the, you know, that Mark's question about the transitionary beings that don't exist today? Like, you know, why not anything between chimps and humans right now? Why aren't they around?
Yeah, where is Australopithecus man now?
Well, I'm basically addicted to the Discovery Channel, so
okay.
I see a lot of this. A lot of the genes may, there's an argument that they may have passed on into some present day humans, you know. Us meeting Neanderthal man and breeding and stuff like that. The genes may have somewhere along the line, we've just got all together, mixed together. But it's also very well possible that they got wiped out because maybe we were more curious in nature, which means we advanced faster. And as, you know, history shows, advanced civilizations stomp out less advanced
civilizations. So you killed the in-betweens, but let the apes live, basically, is the idea? The humans killed off the in-betweens, but let the apes live? Very interesting.
It's possible because they were competing for resources.
You know, I don't know what the truth is, and I thank you for the call, Dan. Don't know, and really doesn't affect my life today, so I don't spend too much time thinking about it, except when people call the show. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm a little more concerned with what's coming next. This is Free Talk Live, and your calls are coming next if you make them.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, all totally free, including a webcam as well, all over at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. Want to invite you to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Coming up in early March, the 5th through the 8th, we will see you there if you're coming, because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live the entire time. But we are certainly not one of the good highlights of the event. The best thing, in my opinion, is getting to meet and hang out with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-loving people. I think that's the number one attraction. Of course, there are also some big-name liberty people that are going to be there, and I do mean big. People like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World. We were discussing her earlier tonight. She's going to be there. And so many more. Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, Angela Keaton from Antiwar.com, and the list just goes on. And there are more to be announced. There's still a few more months here that we have to go through. What, two, three more? Two, at least two more months before this actually happens. First week in March. The first weekend, actually, in the Nashua, New Hampshire Crown Plaza Hotel. You'll be able to network. You'll be able to attend panel discussions, keynote speeches, dinners, luncheons, go out to breakfast with people, whatever you want to do. It's a great time, and it's probably the best Liberty convention you've ever been to. I've enjoyed the hell out of it for the last 2 years, and I'm expecting this one to be just as good as the last, so... Looking forward to seeing you there. If you want to get involved, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get the full list of speakers. I don't believe the schedule has yet been ironed out. That'll be coming. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. But you want to get signed up now because you get the early bird discount. And the longer you wait, the price will go up. So get on board now. Get your hotel rooms while you still can so the hotel doesn't sell out before you get registered. And use our discount code if you want to save yourself 10%. That code, 2009FTL, 2009FTL, to save 10% on the upcoming 2009 Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org/libertyforum as we go to your calls. John is on the line in Texas. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John, in Texas.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air.
I just wanted to add something that has been overlooked so far in the Carbon 14 discussion.
Sure, go right ahead.
The origin of the carbon 14 for the dating is actually in the atmosphere. When cosmic rays hit the atmosphere, it actually hits some nitrogen, and that's the origin of the carbon 14.
Okay.
For the carbon dating. So when an organism is alive and and breathing, it is constantly absorbing that carbon 14 from the atmosphere, and so when they die. They stop absorbing it, and that's when it starts decaying.
Interesting.
And they can compare the ratio in the atmosphere to the ratio inside the inside that organism, and that's how they compare it with the decay curves and everything.
I never knew that about carbon 14 dating, and I appreciate the info. Anything else on your mind tonight, John?
The other thing was the intelligent design.
Yes, sir.
There was something recently called the Dover Trial. Actually, I don't remember which state it was in, but if you look up the Dover Trial, it's actually a trial about intelligent design trying to be introduced in a public school.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I said previously that I don't support the idea of intelligence design being introduced into public schools, but more importantly, and a lot more importantly,
schools.
I don't support government schools. I think that people should be able to teach their kids whatever they want to teach them. And I went to a school where they taught creation, it was a Christian school. And yeah, I didn't turn out, well, I'm darn bitter, I can tell you that. So, I think that people should be able to send their kids wherever they want to send them, and I don't support government schools, but the vast majorities. That's my real point.
You know, what if it's none of the above? What if maybe thousands of years people came here from another planet and the humans actually came from somewhere else?
I agree. I think it's a false choice, personally. I don't know. As I say, I don't know what the truth is, but I don't think it's necessarily a choice between one or the other. I think it could, in fact, be a combination. If it's true that there is creation or whatever, then it could also be true that the creator created evolution. So, I don't think they're mutually exclusive, and I don't think it's. I also think it could be a false choice. But then again, I don't know what to believe.
Maybe we were also created by a more advanced race of lizard people or greys or something that put us down here. Maybe we're slaves on other planets. Who knows what happened?
Well, you know, I was watching this really cool video. John, any other thoughts, by the way?
No.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It sounded like it might have been his first time. 1-800-259-9231. So I was watching this really cool video. Somebody sent me a video on YouTube, and you can go look for it. I don't know what the exact search terms would be, but essentially it's the 10 dimensions. It's a video that talks about the 10 dimensions. Now, we all exist in the third dimension. So, you know, the first dimension is a point. The second dimension is a line, essentially, with no depth. And then the third dimension adds depth to all that. So that's the dimension we live in. And then, of course, there's also the fourth dimension, which is time. But this video goes on as easy to talk about those four because we can grasp them pretty well. But this video goes on to explain the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth dimensions.
Wow.
And it's a real interesting video, and I highly recommend it. I don't even know where I was going with the point on that.
What were you smoking when you watched it?
I don't know. But it doesn't matter. You don't need to be smoking anything. It's something that is really going to be a mind bender for you and really get you thinking. Like, well, it's easy for us to, in our third dimension world, to conceptualize and manipulate the first and second dimensions. I mean, we can create all kinds of neat things and draw things on paper, create two-dimensional things, two-dimensional game worlds and things like that. And, it really makes you wonder, well, what about some sort of entity that could exist in the 10th dimension, essentially a 10th dimension mentality that can see all universes at all times in every possible permutation. I mean, maybe there is something that exists out there like that. Maybe not. I don't know. But it'll really blow your mind just watching this if you've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah.
It's presented in a way where you can kind of get it, but at the same time, you'll be flummoxed.
I always liked Johnson came up with this term, and he may have gotten it from someplace else, but I thought it was darn clever, was the militant agnostic, which to him meant, I don't know, and you don't know either.
So shut up.
One thing I'm pretty certain of is that whatever is out there probably is not some doddering old man in the sky deciding whether or not what you've done is right or wrong.
Right. I tell you, as you know, having been schooled in religion the way I was throughout my life, I constantly refer in my mind to this trial that's going to happen at the end of my life, where God is going to be the judge and Jesus is going to be the prosecutor, because the idea was he's the advocate for you if you're saved. And well, I don't know if I am or not, because it depends on whether you believe the Baptists, saved or always saved or whatever. But I suspect I don't want him around. Like, Jesus, I think that your little legend has been more trouble than it's been worth.
So, he'd probably say the same thing if he were here today.
Likely true. The Christian religion is entirely different than what it was meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be a religion to begin with.
But I feel so scarred by having to, think about, not having to, but the fact is I think about this trial at the end of time.
You do fine, Mark.
I'm sure I'll be okay.
You do fine.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything here. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 800-259-9231.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with a couple thousand listeners, hundreds of thousands of posts, over 400,000 of them, as a matter of fact, over there waiting for you, totally free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, it's Paul in Texas. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, thank Paul. You, Ian.
I'm sorry?
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you. Yes, here you are. Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I have an interesting story about a drug raid that just happened about 2 months ago.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was over at my aunt's house, and my uncle is a cop down here in Texas, and he was tipped thinking that me and my friends were doing drugs, cocaine, whatnot, on the side.
Uh-oh.
So I was over at my friend's house, and we were just over there goofing off and whatnot. He came with three other police officers, broke in the front door, and smashed up at least three rooms in the house looking for cocaine because he thought we were on it.
Now, this is your
whose
uncle?
House?
My uncle.
Whose house?
One of my friends.
So
their parent, the parents' house?
Yeah.
And how large was the check that the police department wrote to the parents to compensate them for the busted in house that brought them no drugs?
Zip.
Hello? Paul?
Zip. Nothing.
Zip. Yeah, that was okay.
Yeah, I kind of expected that.
So did they have a warrant or anything like that, or they just came on in and just tossed the place?
They had a warrant, but
not that that matters.
They literally destroyed it. It cost my friend's mother. It cost her at least $8,000 to repair everything they broke in that house.
That's sad. I am sorry to hear about that. And I, what can you do in a situation like that? It's so frustrating when you hear these stories, and it's not uncommon that people have their lives turned upside down because some cop gets it into his head that there might be some drugs being dealt or done at a particular location. They come in and they tear the place up. They don't ever apologize for their misbehavior, and then down the line, nothing ever happens as a result of it. It's just that, hey, sorry, you get to put it back, put everything back all by yourself.
Working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Sure enough. So now this particular uncle, I mean, do you bother being anywhere where he is anymore? It sounds like he kind of got a clue that you might have been on drugs from seeing you. I would do everything I possibly could to avoid this guy.
I never even talked to him. I hadn't seen him for about 2 years before I saw him at a family reunion.
And then he just sort of decided that you were a punk kid getting high and he was going to show you what's for?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Me and my cousins were goofing off and he just thought that we were on drugs. So he broke into one of my aunt's house, too.
You know, just the attitude of these people is so presumptuous and so awful and just despicable.
Well, the attitude is fine. It's what they do. And that's the
dangerous
thing.
The attitude
stuff.
Is they can get away with whatever the hell they want to get away with. That's the attitude.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
The reality is that they can get away with just about anything that they want to get away with. And he's not going to have to, likely he's not going to get any kind of trouble for kicking in two people's doors by the sounds of it and causing thousands of dollars worth of damage, all on some presumption because he thought that his nephew was doing drugs.
That's business as usual for the police department. And I thank you for the call tonight, Paul, and I'm sorry to hear your story. I don't know what else to say to it beyond the fact that, what can you do about this? I'm sorry. I wish I had more. I wish I had more something more constructive to say, like, well, you should go out there and get yourself a lawyer and go after these guys. But how often has that worked out?
And even if you did, likely you'll throw a bunch of good money after bad and
hiring the damn lawyer. Yeah. Right. I mean, you already had to spend, mom or whoever, I already had to spend $8,000 fixing the house up after the cops destroyed it, according to him. I mean, we're believing his story because there's no reason not to. Taking him at his word.
I guess the only thing you can say is what a lot of martial arts teachers say. The best way to avoid a punch is not to be there.
Yeah.
Well, what is that? What's that supposed to mean in this case?
Well, you don't put yourself in a position to be raided by cops. You know.
It's
he
hard.
He was at a family reunion. And he was off.
He's like a 16-year-old, you know, having fun with his, you know, friends.
Right, and the cop probably had a hunch. Like, 16 years old, probably has drugs. That's a safe hunch.
It's not a bad hunch.
Right, it's a safe hunch, but...
he has long hair if he dresses a certain way and whatnot. But there are situations where people do put themselves in positions where they probably, if they could have avoided that, they may not have been in the path of an overzealous cop.
I would agree that you can do things to minimize your exposure. But in this case, I would say, from the story I was told, that there's not much this kid could have done. That certainly, in most of life, you can minimize your exposure, but you never know when that situation's going to come up where it really gets you.
I like that idea, Wayne, is minimize your exposure to the bureaucrats. Certainly, out of sight, out of mind, that is definitely good advice. But it's not going to prevent the 40,000 raids per year? Is that what goes on, Mark? Is it 40,000 per year or is it 40,000 with a
limit? I don't know. You're asking.
It doesn't prevent the raids that happen every single day across this country.
You can go to Red Lee Balco, does these things constantly.
Yeah, Agitator.
If you do in fact want to know this, go to the agitator.com.
I don't know. But if you look for the Agitator in Radley Balco, you'll
Google
find
the
it.
Agitator.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so tragic. So many people's lives have been turned up inside out and just destroyed and ruined and crapped upon by this government war on drugs. It's so insane. And yet it continues to go on. It continues to perpetuate because everybody is so beaten down and so defeated. They don't feel like they can fight City Hall. They sure as hell can't fight the police department. And most of them can't afford to fight it. Most of the people that they go after are not multimillionaires because they know they're going to lawyer up. So they go after the poor people. They go after the low middle class, right. The people that aren't going to be able to put
success
up a fight.
Success for these people is not... is not slowing down the drug war because they know they can't. Success is not even, they don't even think about that. Success is getting arrests. Success is making money for the system. That's how they get their promotions.
That's true.
And they're also getting a lot of money from the feds now, too. And so what I find troubling is the centralization and militarization of the police, where their loyalty is more towards higher-ups than to their people in their own communities, which it used to be. At one time.
There was actually a story recently on LouRockwell.com about in the 1990s they were giving military members a quiz on how likely they would be to follow certain orders, like shooting Americans. And at that time, a majority of them were against the idea of shooting Americans. And we don't know if they are still giving out this quiz these days, but you could hypothesize that there's a chance that the numbers have shifted a bit. I don't know what they would be today, but odds are good that they've shifted a bit more towards the blindly following orders, yes, sir, whatever it is you say kind of mentality.
And the supposed 20,000 or more Army recruits that are supposedly being stationed over here in America now to protect against civil unrest.
Fresh out of Iraq.
Yes. I wonder what percentage of those have been profiled that way and said, yeah, no problem.
Right. Well, I mean, these are the same people that are doing no-knock raids on Iraqi homes.
They've already had practice. They've already had indoctrination.
Yes, exactly. Which is why it's so disturbing. Now, the quiz that was given out in the 90s was, you know, I think it was after the Iraq war. So there were probably a lot of people in the service at that time that weren't actually seeing active combat that were answering that. So
there are actually, in other federal agencies, similar profiling was going on. Even the Park Service. I mean, there's been a lot of different federal agencies that have had that type of questioning done.
And I think it's one thing to have somebody answer a question on a quiz or a survey and actually come into the reality of the situation where the commanding officer says, okay, go take their guns, and if they don't give you their guns, you have my permission to shoot them. You know, what will they do in that particular situation? What will they do when the pressure is actually on?
You love America, you shoot those commie bastards that won't give up their guns.
That's right. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, since we're talking about drugs, there is some bad news out of Ohio in regards to salvia. It's a plant that is legal in most places, but if these government people get their way, Ohio will be the next state of, I think, about four or five different states that will be making it illegal. And we'll talk to you, tell you a little bit more about that coming up. Also, take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231 will be just another excuse for them to destroy more lives. Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the pack light. The pack light is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The pack light can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The pack light is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The pack light comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by going and becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country and around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.com allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.com. That's cdevolution.com. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Bile is on the line in New Jersey on the Amp line. Hey, Bile.
Hello, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
The caller a while ago was talking about niece and nephew or something about communism.
Yes, and he was asking for some tips.
Yeah, well, I don't have tips per se, but I contacted a friend of mine who could probably be described as a libertarian socialist, and they have disagreements.
Wait a minute. How can that be? Can you explain that before you go on? What is a libertarian socialist? I've heard people claim it before, and I've never really gotten it.
Okay, well, it's along the lines of, or is the same as a left libertarian. Basically, they believe economically in, say, socialism or communistic-type setups. However, they're libertarian in that they don't believe that any force should be used to do it. The end goal of, say, Marxism, true anarcho-communism.
Well, wouldn't libertarian communist be more accurate than libertarian socialist? Because doesn't socialism inherently involve the state?
It seems to me it's kind of an oxymoron. Libertarian socialist, because socialists are collectivists, libertarians are individualists.
It could be argued that way, but it is. I mean, you can go on Wikipedia, look up the term, and it describes it as. I think in America, socialism sort of implies the state, just
yes.
And just as Americans think communism implies a state, but it doesn't necessarily. Just as many communists think capitalism implies, you know, corporatism.
I don't know if it's necessarily true.
I think I understand completely what you're talking about here. Is you're talking about people that are, you know, real communists or, you know, would not be for the government intervention of anything. So they're libertarian in the sense that they're not for government coercion, or at least this government's coercion. And other than that, they're socialists.
They believe
in people voluntarily living in that sort of economic system.
And that's fine, but...
Well, that's why I feel like libertarian communist is a more accurate term, but I think that, Wayne, you're incorrect. I don't think libertarianism is any way inherently individualist. I just think that the libertarians we are around tend to be individualists. I think you can absolutely be a libertarian with communistic beliefs, because libertarianism is just all about non-aggression. It's just all about allowing your neighbors to be free to live the life that they want to live. So you could absolutely, I think, be a libertarian collectivist. It's just that you'd be operating on a voluntary, consensual basis.
Maybe, but I think it might actually be a transitory step from being a communist to a libertarian. I just don't see how the two can eat from the same plate, ultimately.
I could live next door to. I mean, I could live nearby to a commune. It wouldn't bother me as long as they weren't trying to force me onto their commune.
Well, you sure if it's voluntary? Yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking about here. I mean, that's why libertarian communist I think would make more sense than libertarian socialist, simply because it seems, at least from my understanding of the definition of socialist, it has to do with political systems. But all that aside, you were trying to make a point. So go ahead, Bob.
So I had contacted this friend of mine, and he got back to me rather quickly, and he said, I asked him whether or not there was any sort of left libertarian versus Marxist arguments, because I'm not as well read as on the left libertarian side as he is, and he pointed me to Murray Bookchin with a book called Remaking Society, Pathways to a Green Future. Apparently he rails on Marxists, and he also has a pamphlet called Listen Marxists, and there's some URLs I can post on the BBS.
Okay.
He said he's going to try to put together a summary article with bullet point style on libertyactivism.info for people.
Great. Libertyactivism.info is a website you started. It's a wiki, essentially, that anybody can edit and add in their own stuff to, as far as whatever liberty-oriented topics you want to cover. You can add in your suggestions and techniques and brochures or whatever it is you want to libertyactivism.info. How's that been going? The site has been expanding. People have been taking advantage of it.
Yeah, it's still slow going. I recently was interviewed on Gardner Goldsmith's show, and that was able to bring in a couple signups, but there hasn't been a lot of additions to it. But recently, this friend of mine did put up a sort of what your first experience with a left libertarian will be. So people can go there and see that. It's one of the more recent additions.
Okay, great. So libertyactivism.info for a repository of all kinds of liberty-minded stuff, especially how to convert the communo people, communitarian types, to left liberal or left libertarianism. Very good. Bile, any other thoughts tonight?
Well, I have one quick story. Yesterday I was going to pick up my parents at a train station here in New Jersey, and there was a cop, a local Fort Lee, New Jersey cop, in front of me at a stoplight who was talking on his cell phone. And
that's
in
illegal.
New Jersey talk- yes, it is.
Right.
And so when I got home, I looked up the law and contacted the Fort Lee Police Department.
Did you get the number of the cop car? Like, could you identify?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. And I was busy, so I sent a quick email to them.
Nice.
And asked whether or not I was able to identify who the officer was, because I sort of wanted to get all the information regarding the situation and then perhaps go and do something about
it. Right, then drop the bomb on them. That way they don't know what it is you're inquiring about before you actually let them.
Right, and I'm not really familiar with the entire chain of how to go about doing all
this.
But he wasn't all that thrilled with me not getting to the point.
Uh-huh.
And so I eventually just told him what had happened. And the law that I had found it amended some other laws, and it appeared that there was an exception for police officers. So I didn't know that.
Nice.
However, Fort Lee actually has an in-house restriction on talking on cell phones. So I'd gone back and forth, and just maybe 2 or 3 hours ago, I got a final response from the detective I was talking to. And apparently they had read my blog post about it, where I had said that, you know, I don't want no disciplinary actions to be taken on this officer. I just want, you know, there to be an understanding that, you know, he wasn't driving. He was talking on the phone. He wasn't driving poorly, threatening anyone, endangering anyone. And that should be done. That same discretion should be put to the rest of us.
Afforded to the people that he supposedly is protecting and serving. Actually,
right.
The people just like he is.
Right.
A person.
And so it was actually a positive experience, and he thanked me for he read my blog post, because at no time during the conversation did I say I didn't want the officer punished in any way, just to realize what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned that in his final email, and so he was he thanked me for not wanting, you know, any sort of discipline and just questioning the law.
Thanks for just making this go away. Thanks. We'll take that under advisement. Have a nice day, citizen.
Don't worry. The next time we give you a ticket, we won't be exactly the same way about it.
Is that all over at your blog at blogofile.com if people want to see that?
Yes. I'm working on the final post with my comments on the final email, but the original post is there.
You know, I've thought about this in the past. If cops were giving out tickets and they really cared about, you know, the idea that the money is going to make you do the right thing, if the government really cared about that, and the cops themselves, the cops are incentivized by the government. If the government really cared about, in fact, you doing the right thing, and that this ticket was supposed to help you do the right thing, and it wasn't about the revenue generated by the ticket, they'd let you donate your money to any of the charities of your choice, you know, at least make a list of charities that would
That's what I did here at Keene.
Right. Because you asked.
That's true. It wasn't presented as an option, that's
and
for sure.
You have created a
and
a
I put
rapport.
Him on the spot, too.
You've created a rapport with this judge, good or bad. It is a rapport, whereas most people do not get this opportunity for rapport. And if the government actually cared about you being incentivized by being fined, you should be able to give that money to the Red Cross or the Salvation Army or any of a variety of good organizations that do good work, instead of it being a revenue source for the government itself.
Thank you, Bile, for the call. Appreciate it. Ira in New Jersey, 10 seconds. Sorry for the short shrift. Go ahead. Yep. Ira in New Jersey.
Thanks a lot. Make a prediction. Do you think there will really be an inauguration?
Oh, yeah. No problem. Oh, yeah. There's going to be an inauguration. I wouldn't doubt about it. If you want to talk more, call us tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. See you online in the meantime. Between now and tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.